Hello, welcome to the Simple Illustration course. Simple illustration for business, but it's also for everybody else, like teachers, students, and parents, everybody who wants to learn how to communicate with easy drawings. I started this course a few years ago, so you will see in some of the videos I have shorter hair. And I didn't take them out because it's interesting that my way of drawing has changed over time. And I think the earlier videos will also be interesting for you because back then I didn't draw as well as I do now. So practice makes things easier. And in the beginning, I always drew with pencil first. And then I used a fine liner afterwards. I don't do that so much anymore because now it's easier for me to just jot it down on paper, which is a good example for practice makes perfect, not perfect, but better. It's maybe interesting to tell you a little bit about my background. I used to draw all my life, but I drew from observation and not from imagination. That means I couldn't really, I didn't have an easy way to tell stories with simple drawings. And this is something that I started a few years ago, and it was a revelation that drawing could be easy, that I don't have to think so much about proportions and about making everything correct, but that the story is the important thing. And this is something that I want you to get from this course. I want to encourage you to tell your stories and not worry so much about how the drawings look. That said, there are a few tricks that will make your drawings look better. And with practice, they will get better. The way I got started with this is that I posted my very imperfect drawings on Facebook. The first one as a commentary in a discussion thread, and then I posted one drawing every day. Helped me to really show up and say something. And I think this would help you also as a visual storyteller to grow, not to wait until your drawings are perfect, because they will never be. Instead, concentrate on the story you're telling and tell it, and maybe say that you're learning to draw and share your journey, and this will be fun and improve your drawing. Okay, how to use this course? What I recommend is that you go through it from the beginning to the end. That said, you can also jump around if you want. You can check out some of the more advanced lessons and then go back to the start. I would say go back to the start and see if there's something you might have missed. Like how to hold a pencil might be interesting for you. Maybe you can pick something up in the warming up lessons that you didn't know before. And also go back to the style lesson once in a while, I would say. Because sometimes you forget the basic stuff, and a refresher would be good. And I think the most useful and fun way to use the lessons is to copy what I'm doing and draw exactly what I'm doing. But then use these drawings for your own stories. If there's somebody sitting, if I draw somebody sitting or walking, then make it a person that you know or that you want to tell a story about, and make a thought bubble what you imagine that this person could say. So instead of just having them as practice drawings and use them, make them your own. This is what I've seen that participants have been doing, and it's fun and they look great, and it's much more their own than if it's just my drawings copied. Okay, to recap, go through the course, draw as much as you can, draw every day. This is the most effective way. Go back to the first lessons once in a while, to get a refresher of the basics. And that's it. I would love to see what you're drawing. Don't hesitate to send me your stuff. And yeah, have fun. Happy drawing.